On at least one crop development statistic, soybeans this week set a record low based on data from the last 25 years.
Just to put some numbers on it, as of August 25th, this is the first time we have seen fewer than 80% of the U.S. soybean setting pods on that date.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Previous record was 80% back in 1996, which is a generation ago.
He calls this unprecedented territory because
for some of the latest planted soybeans, particularly across South Dakota, as well as the central and eastern Corn Belt, those crops are even further behind. And we are in a little bit of a race at this point to see whether crops mature or whether the first freeze occurs first.
Meanwhile, the development of corn is not quite at record levels.
But if you look at the data for the last quarter century, we're certainly in the lower quarter of the development in terms of the history there. We do see 27% of the corn has reached the denting stage by August 25th.
He says there are only 2 years in recent history where corn development was slower.
2009, just 22% dented by August 25th. 2013, also a very slow year, 23% dented on August 25th of that year. There are also a few years back in the mid-90s that were very slow.
With late planting of corn and soybeans, late development becomes a serious issue.
We typically see the first freeze by the end of September or in the first few days of October. And given the extreme late planting in those areas, especially in South Dakota, it is unlikely that corn and soybeans will be fully mature in all fields by the time the first freeze occurs, even if it is on schedule.
He says prospects are a little better in the eastern Corn Belt.
As you move into states from Illinois eastward, even though we had very late planting, the first freeze in those areas typically occurs around mid-October. That does give the crops a little bit more opportunity to mature there. And so hopes are a little bit higher that more of the corn and soybeans will be fully mature by the time the first freeze hits, assuming it occurs roughly on time.
Near or below normal temperatures are expected for September, which could portend an early frost.
If we do get nipped with a freeze a little bit early, that could also increase costs for drying immature crops mechanically. That would be a propane cost to dry down some of the corn and some of the beans before they could be processed.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.